Good to have you here on a another busy day for the country as we try to clean up the filth that is socialism, the filth that is Merrick Garland, the filth that is this administration. By the way, don't worry, Joe Biden won't be getting involved. No, he's on a swanky island on vacation with Hunter Biden. I wonder if they're smoking crack together and changing diapers together. Or they just parade around naked. Never mind, I don't want to know. Anyhow, this is what you've got going on. Joe Biden's on vacation because he just works so hard. Yeah, attaboy, Joey. At any rate, let's see here. Then, as we were talking about Merrick Garland before the break here, he said he was ready to unseal the warrant, provide the property receipt. But here's the thing. Christina Bobb, attorney for Donald Trump, was with me here this week. You heard her say that she had to argue to get the search warrant in the first place. They would not provide it for her. Then they sent her and another attorney out of the room. They were sent out of the area altogether and told they were not allowed to observe while the search went on. We talked to Christina right here on the program, and she gave the indication there was no property receipt given. So I'm confused, Mr. Garland. You say you gave a property receipt, and yet the attorney that was on site, that didn't happen. I mean, not that I don't trust you, Mr. Garland. You seem like a fine and upstanding young ghoul. Anyhow, he went straight for the punchline about how honest the Department of Justice is and how ethical and honest they are. I'm sorry, but you know what they say about reading your headlines too much, pal? Don't trust Morning Joe. They have whiskey in their coffee, son. You can't trust them, all right? Listen to this.
Faithful adherence to the rule of law is the bedrock principle of the Justice Department and of our democracy. Upholding the rule of law means applying the law evenly, without fear or favor. Under my watch, that is precisely what the Justice Department is doing. All Americans are entitled to the even-handed application of the law, to due process of the law, and to the presumption of innocence. Much of our work is by necessity conducted out of the public eye. We do that to protect the constitutional rights of all Americans and to protect the integrity of our investigations. Federal law, long-standing department rules, and our ethical obligations prevent me from providing further details as to the basis of the search at this time.
Okay, Groomer. Listen, Donald Trump says that it's un-American, unwarranted, unnecessary. True, true, and true again. All right, that part, that's all true, right? President Donald Trump says not only will I not oppose the release of the documents related to the raid, he's encouraging the immediate release of those documents. It has not happened. Merrick Garland came out there and gave a dog and pony show for 5 minutes, completely meaningless, defending the integrity and the ethics of the Department of Justice, for which most of us realize there is no such thing at those departments currently. These are the same people that orchestrated the Russia collusion hoax for years. Were involved with it before Donald Trump was elected, for 4 years while he was president, and continue their attacks now. These people are not to be trusted with our government. These people, in fact, the FBI itself should be disbanded and discarded. If you want it, you rebuild it from the ground up. But everybody, there goes. Everybody. That would be my inclination. The whole damn thing. Gone. Burn it to the ground. Goodbye. These are the same people who made up this whole case about a Whitmer kidnapping plot with six doofuses. They were high and drunk and living in mom's basement, half of them, and tried to accuse them of some plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan. Conveniently, that story breaks just days before the 2020 election. Remarkable how those things happen. Remarkable how Jim Comey, the world's tallest Boy Scout, was able to exonerate Hillary Clinton, even though she actually had classified documents illegally on her devices. And magically, she made 33,000 emails disappear. Poof. So the same FBI that concocts this kidnapping plot against Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan allows Hillary Clinton to skate off into the sunset with no charges, even though we know she had classified materials. She lied to those people investigating. She lied to the American people. She acid washed 33,000 emails. None of that makes any difference. We're going to search the home of Donald Trump. Oh, and by the way, the Washington Post says he has materials related to nuclear weapons. He has confidential documents related to nuclear weapons. Does he? Remember, please remember, that Donald Trump had the power to declassify anything. Every president does. They're the one person that can declassify anything. So to say that he had classified material, I have no idea if it was classified or not. If he said it's not classified, guess what? It's not classified. So, Merrick Garland, dishonest shill for the regime. That's what he is, for the globalists. For the globalists, that's a dishonest shill, Merrick Garland, with all the personality of a wet sock out there defending the indefensible, and yet we have not seen the documents yet. We'll continue to wait. Don't worry. We're not going to let them off the hook. We need to see these documents. Why would you search the home of a former president that was cooperating? If you know that he's got documents related to nuclear weapons, just say, we want these documents. Send the subpoena. Don't send the SWAT team. Don't send the stormtroopers. This looks worse all the time. You better get your act together and fast, just like Andrew Cuomo and other Democrats said. Get your act together fast. Put out the materials. Put this fire out. It's not happening. You have outraged America, Mr. Garland, with your sparkling personality and all. You have outraged America. All right? How about a quick break? I'll put something in my coffee and come back.